This is Sebastiano D'Angelo recording an interview with Michael D'Angelo for Assumption College's First Callings Project. We are in Longmeadow, Massachusetts on August 8th. Before we start, I need to get your permission to record this and share this with my class members. Do you, Michael D'Angelo, agree to participate in an interview in connection with the First Callings Project at Assumption College?
Yes.
Do you understand that you will be asked about your experience, sense of purpose, and calling over your lifetime?
Yes.
Do you agree to allow me to tape our interview?
Yes.
Do you agree to allow me to write up a transcript of parts of our interview to share with my classmates as part of the First Callings Project at Assumption College?
Yes.
All right. First question is, what do you do for a living?
I own a family business with my brother, and we sell retail products, liquor, wine, beer, tobacco, candy, sodas, small groceries. My brother and I also manage real estate and rental property.
What are the names of your businesses, and where are they?
The names of our businesses are... D'Angelo Brothers LLC is a that's a rental property, like a I'm trying to think right now. You caught me off guard, but that's okay. First of all, Sam D'Angelo Incorporated owns a convenience store in Chicopee, Massachusetts, and a liquor store in Connecticut, South Windsor, Connecticut, and we also have D'Angelo's LLC, which owns a small strip mall in Chicopee, and a building and another two rental properties in South Windsor, and also a house in Springfield, Massachusetts.
All right. Is there anything else you want to be besides your current job when you were growing up?
Well, I always wanted to own my own business because my father owned his own business, and my grandfather, he owned his own business. So it was always something that it was in our family. We didn't know. I never had a male role model or anything that worked for, you know, anybody else. They own their own businesses, and that was pretty much what I wanted to do. But when I went to college, I started thinking about maybe I wanted to become a lawyer. So when I went to college, I started focusing on my studies, which would have brought me to law school. And what happened, though, was my father died at my graduation, and that pretty much ended that dream of mine, which I'm fine with because I don't have any regrets. I enjoy what I do. It's very challenging at times, but it's also worthwhile being your own boss.
How old were you when you started this job?
Well, my father bought this business in 1988, and I was a senior in high school. And I remember he sold his business. He had a big company that was in pretty much in the Springfield area, Northern Connecticut, and Worcester County. And it was a wholesale company. And when he sold that, he was retired for about a year, and he couldn't take it anymore, so he bought the liquor store. And so I think I was probably around 18 or 19. I was a senior in high school.
So how much experience do you have in this job?
Well, I have a lot of experience. My father had my brother and I working for him since I think we could walk. I remember my mother dropping us off in elementary school when all the other kids were outside playing. My mother, I guess, either she was a nervous wreck and wanted us away, she would bring us and drop us off at his warehouse that he owned, and he would have us doing, menial labor jobs. And did you just cut me off?
No.
Oh. And then as we got older, we just always worked for my father. When he bought the store, like I said before, I was 18 years old. So I've been working, I guess, since I can remember, whether it was stocking shelves or putting orders together and the wholesale end of it, stamping cigarettes. I remember stamping cigarettes with my uncle and my and my grandfather when my father was a wholesaler, and then, you know, running the register when he bought the liquor store when I was in my teen years. I worked for a bank as a courier for a few years in between, but pretty much, I would say, a lifetime of experience. I really know no other jobs except for a 3-year time frame working at a bank as a courier. I always work for my family.
All right. So what life lessons has your work life taught you?
Life lessons. Okay. So my life lessons that I think that you can achieve anything that you want to, as long as you are willing to work hard and you persevere. I also believe that you should have a clear head. You shouldn't drink a lot or do drugs or anything like that. And I'm not going to say that I was an altar boy growing up, but the lessons that I have learned, that if you don't have a clear head and you can't think straight and you're not willing to sacrifice your own self, then you're never gonna make it. And I don't care if you are, like, I think my father used to say, I don't even care if you're gonna be a street sweeper. As long as you do it, you should do it. Do it the best that you can and work the hardest that you can do. I also, you know, through the lessons that I've learned in our business, that, you know, you want to have little to no debt. You also want to, I know it's going to sound corny, but you want to marry the right person who's going to support you and take that pressure away from you. So when you go home, you can not, you're always going to have pressure when you own your own business, but you don't have to have the family, you know, always beating down your back as well. And, you know, that's what I think is the keys, to being successful.
All right. Do you have any favorite stories from your work life?
All right. So being now, I just turned 50 years old, and we've owned this store for 30 years. I have so many stories, like, I could write a book. But I think I was thinking about this question, and I would say, instead of giving you favorite stories about how, you know, this customer did this, or, you know, we got into an altercation with this customer when we were, like, 22 years old, I would say I have a few key memories, and they were in different stages of, you know, of owning the business. And I remember one of them that stands out is when my brother and I, we would be in college and we would come back to work weekends after soccer season was over, because we played soccer in college. So after soccer season, my father had a deal with us that we had to come home every weekend. And so as we were getting older in the store, my dad wasn't feeling very well. And he was, you know, you could see he was slowly deteriorating. Eventually he would die, but we didn't know that then, obviously. And I remember that he would have my little cousin Christopher working there. My cousin must have been in middle school at the time. And I remember one thing, that my brother and I would come home and my father would kind of have Christopher under his wing, and they'd have, like, hats that had their names on them. And we would kind of not really get jealous, but we would start teasing Christopher a lot. And we would bully him around the store, like, calling him the favorite one, and, oh, what are you taking over? And he was so little that it was really funny, because, you know, we would chase him around, teasing him and hitting him with, like a display piece and all that. And he was probably, like, you know, 13 or 14, and we were in college. It was pretty funny. And I know another time, my brother and I drove down there in a, this is probably right after college. My father was already, he already died, and we would drive down there during a blizzard, and we had no business being on the road. We also had no business, nobody was coming into the store. And what we ended up doing was, we had two display pieces that were basketball hoops, and we were playing basketball for like an hour, just and then playing soccer, kicking the ball back and forth, because nobody was coming in the store. That was another thing that was a good time. And no, just to backtrack, another time my father, if he knew I was out late at night with my friends and I had to work early the next day with him, he would make it his job to punish me, where I was hungover and, you know, headache and whatever, and he would sock it to me. He knew it, and he didn't say, I know you were out last night, and he knew I was, and he made me work so hard, and he really zinged me, and I didn't want to tell him, Dad, I'm hungover, but it was just a funny little cat and mouse that we had, and he would keep me there until late at night, and I would have the shakes and everything. I just wanted to go home, but I just did not want him to know it, but he knew it. And the other thing, there's so many more, but I'll always remember the one memory that stood out for me was 9/11, 2001, when the World Trade Center came down. And I remember driving down there. It was Tuesday, and it was beautiful out. It wasn't a cloud in the sky. And I remember going into the store and putting the radio on, and we listened to Howard Stern on the radio because it was regular radio back then. And I thought it was a joke, and soon I found out it was no joke. My wife and baby, they came down, I still have goosebumps when I think about it. I was so scared. I thought China was invading us. That's what I thought. And I remember even talking to some of the drivers that were coming in. It was just such a horrible, horrible time. But then as my kids started getting older, I always remember we had all of them down there, you know, with the customers, and they loved my kids, and you know, they kind of grew up in the store, and you know, then I bring my dog down, and it's a real family business, and those are really good memories. And now, as I'm, like I said, I'm 50 years old, I have my niece and my nephew and my two oldest kids, and they're working for me, and that makes it really, really nice, because it's now my father would be so proud to see his grandkids working at the store, and that's a good thing. Okay, next question.
When do you think you'll retire?
I will retire the day that I die. No question about it. I am not retiring. I'm going to, somebody's going to have to open the store for me that day. So that's it.
All right. And last question is, what college did you go to and what year did you graduate?
I went to Assumption College and I graduated in 1992.